Tape script 2.5. Home truths.
Hello and welcome to the programme. Today we're going to hear just what couples really think of each other. What drives you mad about your partner? Here's Carol talking about her husband, Mike.
Well, there are a lot of arguments about television in our house. He gets the remote control and he's always changing channels, so I never see what I want to. All he wants to watch is football, football, football. When I try to talk to him, he doesn't listen because he's watching the TV. And something else is, he never remembers anything. Birthdays, when we're going out, nothing. I have to do it all. I decide where we're going on holiday, what car to buy. He can't make a decision to save his life.
So there we have Carol's opinion. What does Mike say about her?
When we're out in the car and she's driving, she doesn't change gears. She's talking about somebody or other and not thinking about driving at all. I want to shout at her, change gear now, but I don't. When I want to watch something on television, like the news, she always wants to watch a soap or a film. And another thing, she's always on the phone. She spends hours talking to our daughter. Do you know where she lives? Just round the corner.
But what do they think of their marriage? Here's Carol.
Well, I can't change him now, so I'll just have to put up with him.
And Mike?
We've been married for 25 years, and she's the only one for me.
And now we have another couple, Dave and Alison. Oh, and by the way, Dave's an electrician.
What drives me absolutely mad is that he starts a job and never finishes it. At work, he's so professional, but at home, if I want a light in the bedroom changed, it takes him months, and he's so untidy. He just drops things on the floor. I keep saying that I don't want to be his mother as well as his wife. When we go out, he looks so scruffy, even when I'm all dressed up. His clothes are so old-fashioned. He never throws anything away.
Oh, dear. Now, what does Dave have to say about Alison?
Well, she's never ready on time. She always finds something to do that means we're always late, wherever we go. She's usually doing her hair or her makeup while I'm saying, "Come on, love, it's time to go." And she loses things. She forgets where she parked the car. She leaves the car keys in the most stupid places. But what is most annoying about Alison is that she's always right.
And their final opinions about each other?
He's great. He's good fun and he's one in a million.
See? As I said, she's always right.
So there we are. My thanks to Carol and Mike and Dave and Alison.